Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So before we get to PMI, there is this study. It's kind of a big heads up if you have a teenager in the house that's looking to get a car. Classic move. A lot of parents, you know, when your kid turns 16, you go out and you buy them an old clunker that they roll around in. And this study is saying, don't do that. Don't give your teenager a really old car. It's not the smartest move anymore. Because it could be a deadly decision. Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash.
Oh, no.
For cars 15 years and older, it jumps to 31%.
Oh.
Yeah. They say new drivers suck for a while at driving.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. New cars have a lot more safety features like side airbags, emergency braking. And even though giving your kid an old car is a popular move for parents, you're not getting all those brand new safety features that you would with a new car. But who can afford that?
I was just going to say, easier said than done, right?
Yeah, you're especially buying your 16-year-old a $45,000 car.
No, that's the flaw to this.
Yeah, cars now are so much more expensive than they were 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, like, and also, the 15-year-old car now we're talking about is a 2010. Those have side airbags. And
that's
those
what I was thinking too, man.
I mean, those have all the features, except for maybe, like, you know, the new iPad that comes with the screens.
Yeah.
With the
maybe
now.
Not as much of the radar with the emergency braking
and stuff like that.
But it probably has stuff like that. Side airbags.
Not bad cars.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, maybe it's the electric, you know, because
who
that
wrote
is,
this? Was this like Chrysler?
Yeah. I know.
Brought to you by Ford.
The electric
buy
cars
an F-150.
Are way different than the gas car. Like, driving one just takes a minute to get used to because they have the accelerator only. Like, the brake will send you flying.
Well, and when the electric car catches fire, it doesn't turn off.
Exactly.
The electric
cars are just a little different than the gas cars. So I understand that. Curve, maybe, but yeah, who can afford to buy a car that's 5 years?
It's all brought to you by big cars.
My son is going to be 14 here in a few months, and I'm going to be thinking about this pretty darn soon.
Yeah.
Like, in a couple years, we're going to have to get another car.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And now it has to be a new one.
You know what's funny? So my family, when we were all in high school, my family had so many kids. They had 5 kids. And at that time, 3 of us were able to drive all at the same time. And the word on the street was like, our house looked like a used car lot. Because we had all these teenagers' cars sitting out in front or on the driveway and stuff. And my parents were like,
I remember growing up too. Like, we had my parents' 2 cars. And then I had one. My sister had one. My dad was in the fire department. So he had his work expedition at the house. We had a Corvette that was just the fun extra car. And then I had bought an old Bronco to work on. So
One
point we had, like, what is that?
Jeez.
Like, 5, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 cars at the house. It was like, my God. My mom hated it.
I bet she did.
She used car
hated
lot.
Hated it. Yeah. It was like a used car lot. Yeah.
That's so
too
funny.
Too many. Oh, that's not what I wanted to play. This is what I want to play.
There
it is. You know, speaking of the kids, Reed did come home yesterday. We had talked about how the middle school kids were shoving stuff into their Chromebooks.
Set
them on
fire.
Like, in the little USB ports and stuff on the side. He's like, it was going on at school. He's
really?
Like, it smelled like smoke yesterday.
What?
Because some kids were doing it. They heard
Why?
About the TikTok thing, and they were shoving stuff in their laptops and setting them on fire.
Well,
and we had to have a very lengthy conversation.
Yeah.
You will not do that.
Because they're not cheap, and then your parents have to pay for that. It's not
That's
like
what we said.
You
we
ruin like, it, and then, oh, you
we'll
get another one.
We'll have to pay
one.
For it, but you're going to have to pony up eventually
yeah.
for that.
What is that?
I know, man.
Sorry, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That is just
but we were dumb middle schoolers, too. We would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to shove some stuff into the side of my laptop and set it on fire.
Oh,
you've got to learn, right?
That.
You've got to learn.
Jeez, you kids. All right, it's time for PMI. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning, and we found a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting, and we deliver it to you to start your morning. Who got the pee?
Oh, I got the pee today. And I thought this was a pretty cool story. So Ruby Hill Park, we all know that for the really good skiing they have. They also have
the sledding.
Yeah, the sledding. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They got the sledding there. They also have the free concerts during the summer at Levitt Pavilion Park over there, which is really cool. Their amphitheater is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, they are now planning an outdoor adventure hub. So they also have that cool bike path. You can go off the jumps and the ramps and stuff.
Mm.
Well, they're adding on to that now. They're adding more trails to the hiking area. And then they're adding a water park, which is really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
going
to have this huge thing called the splash pad. And it's one of those things that, like,
pads,
you can, like, one person sits on one side and they jump, other people jump down on it and launches you into the air.
Oh,
that type
those,
of thing.
I want to do that.
Dude, have you?
I've never done one of those.
At Cherry Creek Reservoir once. You launch like 25 feet in the air.
It and launches then
you
come you way down? Up there.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it's like a big beanbag chair.
No, you
chair
actually
almost.
Stay up in the air, Katie.
You oh, go to space,
but
Katie.
But don't you get hurt? Like,
you land
when
in the
you
water.
No, you land
oh.
in the water.
I mean, if you belly flop, yeah, it hurts a
I was
lot,
just thinking
you...
splash pad. Like, that's usually on
yeah,
the concrete.
Yeah, he did. You made a
well,
weird transition
those.
There.
Okay. Yes, I'm okay. sorry. They have a splash.
I'm caught up now. Thank you.
They have one of those as well, but they also have the thing in the water that lands in the water.
We used to take the kids to splash pads a lot when they were a little smaller. There was always that one kid sitting on one of the jets that shoots way up in the air.
And
you see the
smile.
One, you know, every time one kid would be over there getting an enema.
He's got
just
smile.
Sitting on the one that's shooting way up in the air, and he's just sitting on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the look on their face,
and that's
too.
When you pull a little Reed aside, and you go, hey, just stay away from
don't
me.
Do that. No. Stay away from that kid. Yeah. Every time, the one kid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're also doing a bunch of improvements to their park as well. They're going to have new playgrounds, new overlooks, new, I already said that, splash pads, sports courts. They're going to have basketball
sports
areas.
Courts? Wow.
They're also making a brand new, where is it, entry plaza. So the plaza thing as well.
Where are they getting all this money?
Area. You know what? I don't know. But they're just building a bunch of new stuff there because they wanted to bring more people for the summer as well than just the skiing areas or the sledding. So
smart move.
Ruby Hill, it's going to look brand new. And that's all
sounds
this summer.
Fun.
They're in the final stages right now. So it's going to be done for this summer for everybody
get
to go up
get your creepy
there.
Kid ready for that splash
I
pad.
The new enemas, yeah. I shouldn't say that. The new splash pads. There we go.
It's the enema pad. All right. Well, that's good, man.
It's exciting. I like Ruby Hill a lot. I've been there a bunch of times. So it's cool. Yeah.
And I like being out in the public in a swimsuit.
You,
so. You sure
do.
Count
me love in. Taking your shirt
it's like
off.
Your favorite thing.
Hard pass. All right, I've got the minus. Get this. This guy's been making the news. 47-year-old dude out of Florida decided to go up to Yellowstone National Park, visit the park, get out in the wilderness. And, of course, he has no idea what he's doing because he approached a bison. And got a little too close for the bison's comfort and was gored very badly by the bison.
What?
Oh, no.
The incident is still under investigation. The first reported bison injury of 2025. Well, good for this guy. He's making the news. First one. But I guarantee you this guy is probably wandering out there trying to get a selfie or to pet the bison.
No, it's exactly
We've
it.
All seen the videos.
Yeah, do not pet the fluffy cows.
Do like, not pet the fluffy cows.
It is a thing. You do
They're
not want to
walk
up. Oh, my goodness. When are people going to learn? Like, that's what I want to know. We hear these stories every single season.
Yep.
And, I mean, I came... Probably me to you, Jer, close to a moose once when I was on my adventures. I tried to cut through. There were a bunch of people in front of me, and I was like, I'm just going to cut through this little meadow. And I came around a corner and saw a moose. I don't know who was more afraid, me or the moose. But
probably
it was
you.
It was a national park moose, so he was, like, you know, used to people. So he didn't charge me or anything. But immediately, I knew I was in the wrong. I was like, I'm not supposed to be this close to you. Like, this is not what
shoo,
I'm
shoo,
supposed to be doing.
Moose.
And so
shoo,
I just don't shoo. Understand. People who think it's okay to walk up to wildlife.
Well, it's Florida people.
It is what it is, right? It's got to be city people.
It's city people,
city
and
people.
It's generally men, I think, too. They're like, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to ride
this
bison.
You know what?
This is
You're
why
right.
women live longer. Oh, straight up,
You're
Katie.
You're actually
we're dumb.
Right. It is mostly men.
It is. I will say, with the Florida in the news, Josh did send us a great screenshot last night. Passenger with absolutely no flying experience landed plane at Florida airport after pilot passed out. And
proves
both of us
point.
Were like, yeah.
We can do it.
You can anybody can land a plane.
Also, he had zero flying experience.
Zero.
I can't tell you how many hours I've spent playing Ace Combat, which is where you just land and take off planes. I've been in dogfights, Katie.
Oh, yeah. We've all played those games.
Thousands of dogfights. I could land up. I'm sorry. I could
He's
land a plane.
Simulator hours.
Oh, any guy can land a plane.
That's what pilots do.
It's easy. You just glide in. You glide it in and kick it back.
Kick it back.
Kick it back, Katie.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't ease it back. If you ease it back,
kick
you fly
it.
Off
what
the runway.
What was my immediate text to you guys, too, when
I'm
you
not
said
that?
Be in that? No,
plane.
No, and
not
I also said, please don't try to land a plane.
No, but if there was a situation where there was an emergency, easy peasy.
If I went up to the cockpit and I saw two pilots that were knocked out,
you
I could
do
land.
It.
I'm going to say,
easy.
Josh Grishman here. I'm going to land the plane. I'm going to land the plane.
Step
folks,
aside.
Seatbelt fastened.
You
on.
You'd push the pilots over and lay them on the floor and get in the chair and
That's
land that thing.
Yeah. That's Easy. Kick it back. Kick it back.
Kick it back. All right. What's the interesting?
Oh, I feel so much safer. Okay. So this is really neat for Colorado consumers, actually. Starting January 1st. So this is a law that's going to go into effect. It's going to give residents the legal right to repair a wide range of digital electronic devices without being forced to go through the original manufacturer. Now, they say that this is going to lead to a lot more affordable repairs, access to independent service providers across the state. Jared and I were talking off the air, like, this is going to make jobs, you know? Like, I feel like we're going to see a lot of little mom and pop, let's fix your cell phone shops, right?
Mobile, like, units.
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel like is going to happen here, because when you think about it, things like smartphones, refrigerators, computers, and smart devices, they do have that loophole where if they break, you have to go through the specific manufacturer to get it fixed. And so that is what this is going to alleviate. They are saying, like, let's say your screen breaks on your cell phone. Right now, sometimes those phone companies can require you to bring it into their store. I've dealt with this. I don't know if you have, Josh, as far as just...
We usually just buy a new one.
Do you buy a new phone when your screen breaks?
I've never broken a screen. I honestly take really good care of my phones. No. I've never cracked a screen in my life. I think I've never dropped my phone, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
probably with you,
humble
though.
Humble brag over here for you guys.
I spend $1,300 on a new dang phone. I'm going to take care of it, Katie.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Holy crap.
I know, my
screen. I just looked down at her screen.
We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that, Josh.
Shocked.
I just found out I can save money if I need to fix it. So
covered in fingerprints
this is
and smash.
The screen protector I bought with the phone.
I know, and it is a screen protector. Like, I want you to know,
this,
like,
is
that's
an iPhone 3,
screen.
And I've had it that long.
It doesn't update anymore, but it is pristine.
Yeah, well, just so you know, this law is not going to apply to your marine vessels or your motor vehicles or the medical devices. You're still going to have to go through the manufacturer for those. But your smartphone and your tablets and
Why not? Go see a guy. I got a guy.
I like this a lot.
It's
going to
be a lot cheaper.
I can think about how many jobs this is going to create. That's what I like the most. Like, I just imagine a lot of little stores popping up helping us with our
electronic devices.
Katie's
created like 300 jobs with the way her phone looks right now.
Creating jobs.
Oh my God, that isn't bad.
Dude.
It's not that
really
bad.
How do you see? Does it not cut your fingers when you text?
I mean, you just know where to swipe. You just know where to swipe.
Jeez. I like those little mini repair places. The one I've been eyeing that I don't know if I should trust or not. I need a new key fob for our car.
Okay.
And it's the one that's you got to just keep in your pocket, you know. Yeah. So you got to go get it programmed, and it's like $600 through the dealer. There's always this van parked outside of, I won't even say, it's like a big box store.
Yeah.
And it's like Wacky Keys or something. We'll make your keys here, and I'm like,
Do I trust that?
Just need the last four of your social and we'll get right on it.
I'm like, well, it's like $600 through the dealer. Do I wander over to Wacky Keys over there? And
for $99.99?
He's unlocking other people's cars next to him.
I'm like, do I trust that? Or did they hack my key fob?
Oh,
and
well, I don't know. Have
but
your,
it's like, if it's like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if you're saving that
silly
much money.
Keys. But you're right. If I'm saving like $500, I might go
worth it.
Go to the Silly Keys kiosk there in the parking lot of the Home Depot.
Honestly, I bet it's just a nerd that knows how to do it.
I mean, might be.
Yeah.
Why not?
And it's a very well-wrapped like van.
Yeah.
You know, and they got a little tint. It
From
looks
all those
very
wacky
legit,
keys he did.
But it looks very Dateline as well.
Like, it's so funny. Yeah, will I leave the van? Will I be able to leave the van?
Will they pull me in and take off? I don't know.
We don't know what's happening.
I don't know. So anyway. All right, there's your PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.